Blog Talk Radio.
Philosophy Show. It's November 12th. Technically, it's Thursday morning, 12:30 a.m. Wednesday nights. And that's our consistent time. It's Wednesday night, so if you want to talk about and listen to philosophy, then here it is. And so it's a half an hour show, and it's definitely a call-in show. If you want to call in with your something that you want to share with the public, something you want to ask, by all means, give us a call. And you can do that at 646-929-1344. You can listen to this show and many of the past episodes at blogtalkradio.com/philosophy. And you visit my YouTube site, youtube.com/blastoffreshair, and check out my channels and click see all, or other channels that I think are good newsworthy places and that make me think. And so a couple things today. The name of the show today is A Message for Those Who Care. And, you know, this, I think I will be able to fit everything into this half an hour. You know, this is a half an hour of power, and so I hope you feel it this evening. But at the top of my head, though, there is something I wanted to discuss. Yesterday, I heard on the Republican debates, someone mentioned something about philosophy, and I just want to spend about a half a minute. They're like, you know, philosophy doesn't get you anywhere. You know, if you want to make some money, or I'm paraphrasing a little bit, so I don't quite remember, but then become a welder or something. And I guess, you know, philosophy makes a difference if all you're doing is welding, you know, together bombs to nuke other countries. And, you know, we can somehow find $60 billion for like 1 week of bombing somewhere, where that same $60 billion could pay for everyone's college in this entire country. And that's what we just blow away in like 1 week in the military budget. So, yeah, I think philosophy matters. It could save us a whole lot of money. You could save more money than you could ever make. And you can actually weld something that has meaning. I mean, what are you going to weld? Do you know who you're even welding for? Are you just like in some kind of, you know, factory where you don't even know what you're making, just some smaller piece that's going to go to some larger piece, and it's probably going to go to some smart bomb or something, or I guess you could weld art, you could weld a trellis, you could weld a car, you could weld whatever, but that's enough with that. And so I mean, there's nothing wrong with welding. I even have a welder, and I'm not too good at it, but I think welding's great and cool. But but I think philosophy is, you know, something that is the ultimate value. So a lot more than someone who sounds just like, you know, like almost a young Bill Clinton. So today, A Message for Those Who Care. I mean, that's one of our false choices that's being presented is Rubio. There are two good choices that I see that are honest people. I don't agree with everything they say, but you know what? Like, we had the first black president, right? And that's good for our country, even though I don't agree with hardly anything Obama's done on civil liberties, privacy, and priorities about budget versus helping the middle class, than giving it all to like defense contractors and Wall Streets and big business. Besides that, I do think it is good that overall, objectively, that electing a first black president. But you know what is it would be another first besides the first woman president is the first honest president or someone who's not a bought out and sold politician. I mean, and that there's only two people like that running in the two major parties is Bernie Sanders or Rand Paul. You might not agree with a lot of what either of them say, but they are the two only honest people running that aren't just running because they, just have this need ever since they're a kid to be president of the United States and tell people what to do and point their fingers. So you have a lot more people to choose in Congress, and everyone will be voting for their House of Representatives as well in 2016 in November. And I encourage you to vote for an independent or third party candidate. Jill Stein's already running on the Green Party. And I would say one good reason to support a third party would be if they get at least, like, I think a certain amount of votes, then they get federal matching funds the next election. So even if they're not going to win, you can give them a huge budget to have a healthy campaign the next, 4 years or 2 years away, depending on which position they're running for. But so I would say Congress is the way to go to make the change. But, you can't ignore the presidential politics too much if you read the news or anything. And it does, kind of help bring up things to debates, whether their style, like Rubio, or substance, like, Bernie Sanders or Rand Paul. And I think they are going to move up as people realize it's still early on. And, so like Rocky said, it's not how you get hits, how you respond back. And now, I mean, democracy is a great thing, right? It's where the people get to choose. I don't have any empirical evidence here, but something's awry when most of the things that people are pulled on what they want are the opposite of what we have. One example is we're still in the Middle East. Most people, I think, would rather us just let our military regroup and save trillions of dollars, help us get out of debt, still have the number one army in the world and Navy and Air Force, Marines, etc. But by far, and, scoping everything out, making sure we know exactly what's going on. But, ensure our security not just by might, like Teddy Roosevelt said, carry a big stick but speak softly, or actually reverse said it, speak softly but carry a big stick. You see that guy walking down your street, he's very quiet, but he does have this AK-47 on his back or something. That's us. That's the United States. I mean, that's us, if we were a person. We are the people walking in the streets with an AK-47, so why do we criticize it when someone does it here at home? They're just protecting their individual rights. But if you were to do a parallel about us in our world neighborhood, we are, whatever. I mean, we are that person walking down the street with an AK-47 or an AR-15 or whatever it is. So think about that. That's what philosophy is about, is to bring up these things that some people might not want to hear, other people like to, and tell me what you think. I was looking up here, United States Federal Executive Departments, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and I guess you could also count the EPA. But we have a Department of State, Treasury, justice, interior, agriculture, commerce, labor, defense, health and human services, housing and urban development, transportation, energy, education, veterans affairs, and homeland security. And then the EPA, and there's probably lots of other sub-departments. And then that's just the federal. There's states, and then there's local as well. And so let me go through each one and show you a third way. I mean, this episode is called A Message for Those Who Care. And I'm just going to give you my mainstream version of how I think, or actually this is the full version, actually. And compare it to what the Democrats and Republicans have been offering. So we'll just go through. I'm looking this up on Wikipedia and type in United States federal executive departments or just departments of the U.S. Or something like that. And it's on Wikipedia titled United States federal executive departments. And these have a lot of push. And Congress, these should be congressional departments. If anything, maybe, or some of these might be executive, but, and then Congress has similar committees to all of these things, I'm sure. And so this kind of covers the whole gamut. You have the State Department, which, you know, I'll just call foreign policy. That's where we do trade, possibly. That's where, you know, it might be better to, if we broke something, should we not fix it? I'm just going to go down the list of just showing you, comparing two different choices you have this year, whether it's voting for Congress or the president, and just tell me what you think of some of these ideas. So we'll start with the Department of State. Our goal should be to have free and fair trade with every single country that we possibly can. And the countries that you trade with are not the ones you're going to fight with. And it should be fair and free. We shouldn't be getting ripped off at all. It should be tick for tack, you know. And I think we should have a small import tax, just kind of like we have a mall here. That's just your little fee to sell, you know, put up your store in our mall. So just a little commission per se. Nothing crazy, except, you know, if they're actual raw materials that we can't grow or mine here, then those should not have any tax, but just those things. And so what they're offering us instead of that, and I do think we should trade with each country on a one-by-one basis, is they're offering us the TPP, NAFTA, CAFTA. You know, we're being ripped off by two things, by low labor in other countries. So maybe we should, like in the system we have now, while we still have a minimum wage, which I'm going to propose something even better than that, then we should, companies that go overseas, to at least pay those employees the same minimum wage that they pay, that they would have to pay in the U.S. And now we could get rid of that law if we do all these other things, but in the condition we're in now, that's what we should do. And that would be fair because they're getting many advantages. I think, you know, people and should get advantage. We're also competing with other countries like Germany, and who the businesses don't have to pay for health insurance for their workers. They have public health insurance. I'm sure they have to pay some tax, but actually I think their taxes are even lower. We should lower corporate taxes, but we should also get rid of them influencing government and setting laws and getting special contracts. That's not the free market at all. So that's that Department of States. Now the next, the Department of Treasury. I think we should allow two things: a guaranteed, I mean, annual income. If you look at how much we pay to everyone already through this department, that department, regulating how you can spend this or that, from food stamps to housing assistance to grants to loans to paying for people's education to paying for everything, their national defense and everything. Why not just get rid of all that mess? You can totally get rid of the IRS because that'll be redundant. Why collect taxes when they own everything in the first place? where you're just playing a game. Why not just, you know, just be real and have a guaranteed annual income and let the money trickle up instead of trickling down. You get to choose what money you put in what bank instead of the bank getting to pick who they're going to give a loan to. So this doesn't mean everyone ends up being equal with this. Some people will still become millionaires, billionaires, if they're the ones offering the product. So this is not a situation where everyone ends up equal. But it does give in one area, a base to work from. And something like, I would think, $25,000. You don't have to worry about the minimum wage now. So just get rid of the minimum wage. Everyone has this instead. You could get rid of Social Security. You could get rid of that. I mean, so businesses are not going to have to worry about Social Security or payroll taxes anymore when they hire an employee. And people will still look for employment. They're not going to have to worry about minimum wage. And we'll just let the free market decide. People still want to work for more money. I mean, but they'll have enough to live. And we're already giving that the equivalent of that money out anyways to defense contractors, to, you know, going to war for businesses, subsidizing their wars. I mean, we should let the free market decide how much oil would be if we didn't go to war to scare the, you know, crud out of other countries and to bring the prices down. So we should just let the free market decide that and see what the real price of oil would be. And so no one gets any advantages in the system, and you do get a guaranteed annual income, and you do allow competing currencies as well. Let competition truly work. If people want to have a public option, just like Lincoln had the greenbacks, you can still trade in silver and gold if you'd like. That's definitely should not be illegal. In fact, our government should print gold and silver coins as well. And so I don't know, what are the Republicans and Democrats proposing? Modest minimum wage compared to inflation. Your ratio is going down. All the money going to the big banks. I mean, we bailed them out for trillions of dollars. No transparency. I mean, we got a half an audit of the Fed a couple years ago, and that was the first time in 100 years. No public money. I mean, we have a public defense. What else could be more important than our money system to not have that public where it has the transparency, where it would have the full transparency? And the accounting. I mean, isn't that what they ask for from us is the accounting? How come we can't have the accounting for them? Wouldn't that give a free market? In a free market, that would give full confidence, and you wouldn't be able to do shady things. So that's that. But now the next department's justice, I'll just call it prison, crime, and trials. Body cams have been proven to be a success for police officers. Most of them like it. And a lot of them are good. So, I mean, I think, but I think the good ones will want this. And I think they're purging out the bad ones right now and let it be done, you know, so the good ones can take over and hopefully they don't quit. So the body cams, there have been statistics in cities already that, you know, the police abusing their power rate has dropped sharply. So they do work, even though you're still seeing a lot of it. I mean, it's just like some people know it's going to go up on YouTube, yet they still do these dastardly deeds anyways, whether it's a cop or anyone else. End the drug war. That'll save a lot. No asset forfeitures. You have to be innocent until proven guilty. All officials should have civic review boards. And none of them should have to have any quotas. So I think cops would love this. No quotas at all. No pressure for doing the right thing. No more private prisons. And no more silly laws. Like, if you're not hurting anyone else, you shouldn't you know, the punishment should fit the crime. So we should be asking ourselves, what is the crime? So what are the Republicans and Democrats doing instead? Most of them making you guilty until proven innocent. We had the biggest prison rate than any other country by far. That's what we are number one in. They're taking away the Bill of Rights, not honoring it. And that leads to corrupt officials. That does. I mean, you know, when they try to make these harsh laws, either for political means or because they're bought by private prison companies and stuff like that. So Department of Interior, I would move the EPA into the Department of Interior. And I would also move the Department of, Well, the EPA there, yes, and just call it Department of Environment. If something can do more damage than what they can actually pay, like the BP oil spill, it should regulate like big potential things like that. Like if someone could cause more damage than they could possibly pay in liabilities, then that should be the threshold of where you would regulate it. We should stop wars over oil. Let the market decide that. Invest in solar dramatically with American companies and also in research for it, too. What are we getting now? We're subsidizing corn, which is bringing the price up of everything and giving lots of money to companies like Monsanto, probably, I guess. And and then we have the Department of Agriculture. I would just get rid of that. I mean, we don't need that department. And then the food stamp program, well, we have the guaranteed annual income now instead. Small business department, the Department of Commerce is what it's called. They have the Department of Patents. And I would get rid of patents, you know, but I would still have a department where you can register it. And if someone wants to use your product, like you, let's, instead of having exclusive, no one else can use this product for 7 years except who I, you know, say it's okay to, I would say let's propose something similar where you'd still get an incentive to want to file a patent. If you make something up, then they have to pay you 10% for 7 years of whatever money they make off of your patent, but they can start producing it right away. So you still get, you know, if they make a lot of money, you'll still become rich and well known and for something great. Let that would make the market go berserk. I mean, people be inventing stuff, going down that patent rolls and saying, wow, let's into this and that. I mean, how many small businesses and mid-sized businesses would just erupt? Be like craziness. It'd be like the internet on overdrive if you got rid of the patent laws and still gave an incentive of, you know, requiring 10% payment to whoever filed that patent. And so instead we're just extending patents even longer and longer, from 7 to 12 years for some medications and things like that, or that's what's in the TPP possibly. Yes, they're also giving a lot of these contracts not to small businesses but to big businesses, and we should have a Department of Commerce that tries to, instead of adding more regulations to small businesses, do a lookout across the country and see which things are burdensome to small businesses that are just unnecessary and see if they can get rid of stuff like that. And then Department of Defense, you know, don't fight wars over oil. Let the free market decide. Just have a better foreign policy, basically. And we also need a full audit of that. There's been trillions of dollars that have just been totally unaccounted for, and that's in the news. Health and Human Services, that has FDA and CDC. Again, patents would make a big difference for prescriptions. People should have the risk to use new drugs if they want to, and they have fully informed. We should invest in research and not have a revolving door. industry going into that department to regulate itself and make it harder for, you know, smaller competition. And, you know, I think we should have, I'll just leave it at that. Housing and urban development. You know, that's the purpose of that, is to make sure people are homes, have a home, are comfortable. I think that fixing part of the Department of Justice, doing better in education, and having guaranteed annual income will help with that. I do think we need to give land away to individuals. And individuals, that's every individual should be able to get like 5 acres somewhere. You should have some kind of lottery or something like that, or something. I don't know exactly what, but there's a lot of land out there. And if people are just homesteading, they're not polluting it, and they should have a right to that without being regulated or, you know. And Department of Transportation, don't have much to say about that. Department of Energy, I would just get rid of that. I would put that in the Department of Interior, actually, and just combine it. I know that's where they collect nuclear waste. I think we should look into thorium. We should look into nuclear, and that's also where they do the DNA sequencing. I would put that in the health department and just get rid of the Department of Energy. And then education, should teach civics, rights. We should teach more economics and more agriculture, and as good as math and science as well. Should have more vocational learning. I mean, people are going up to the 12th grade, and it, like, high school diploma doesn't mean anything anymore. I mean, if you spent, like, up till you're 18 in school every year, you should have skills to get a good job. I mean, in fact, school maybe should be shorter than that. I mean, like, I guess from about 4 years of age to 18, that's 14 years. You should be, like, super, super smart after 14 years of school. I mean, what are they doing there? It's crazy. So what are they doing is they're giving us No Child Left Behind. And, the Veterans Administration, I think, you know, that kind of goes with the guaranteed annual income. There should be special perks if you do join, for sure. You know, lots of different things, higher education, more bonus pay, of course, you know, good skills and training. And so, I mean, that's the difference. And so we got about 2 more minutes. And so what else is there to say? Except that there is a better way, and you just got to build momentum a little bit every day, and call your congressperson and vote for an independence and support an independence. Get to know them and say, hey, I'm going to support you, and you know, I hope you're not crazy or anything. So let's see. I'm looking for some final thoughts here. And so we got 90 seconds, and I did just find them here. So this final closing thought here. I think that's about it for tonight. I hope you've enjoyed this program tonight. See you next week. Feel free to call in with thoughts or ideas, or feel free to send a message if you have a topic you would like discussed. We'll see you or hear us again on a Wednesday night, Thursday morning, 12:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for listening to this episode number 112 of The Philosophy Show.
Clouds, they were rolling through the sky, and they brought down all the rain. And there was a puddle that became a pond as it gathered up so much rain. Little seed close by grew into a tree as it soaked up so much rain.